We're here in beautiful Salem, Oregon, ladies and gentlemen. At the historic Elsinore Theater. Salem, what a place, what a place. Salem is the kind of place, I'd like to get a few chickens and settle in Salem. That's the way I look at it. Zoning permitting, you know, if they get the zoning thing. You should be allowed to have chickens. I mean, seriously. It's children they should ban. Chickens got nothing on kids. I mean, you want commotion and, you know, noise. It's kids, not chickens. But the hens were attracting a lot of roosters from California. That's the problem. Rooster tracks all along 199 coming through the wilderness there and looking for urban hens, you know, those sophisticates. That muffled clucking you hear in Salem, actually underground chickens. People are... I saw a rooster with a shovel. That's how I know it. Chickens and the City with Sarah Jessica Pullett, ladies and gentlemen. It's not like people want to raise emus or something. They're chickens. They're just chickens. Beautiful Salem, Oregon, this close to sublimity, ladies and gentlemen. Strategic location, they're the only thing keeping Portland and Eugene apart. Did you know that's actually Salem was bigger than Eugene in 2005, then those two guys moved back to Washougal. And as I like to say, Thalem takes sustainability seriously. I just like to say that. I don't know why I do that. I just sustainability, very, very big here, very important thing, in all of Oregon, actually. Not just recycling and the carbon footprint thing, but they're composting large mammals and ferns for several eons to produce the oil we need for the future. So that's thinking ahead. Diamonds, gas, you name it. It's the Oregon way. The Willamette University has reduced its carbon Birkenstock print from a 12 to a 10, so that's pretty impressive. And the toilet paper, this is a big thing, you know, just like toilet paper alone. The toilet paper they use is post-consumer. It's tricky, and it takes a little bit of getting used to, but it's the Oregon way. Of course, the state capital, the Oregon state capital, and one of the toughest to remember when you're memorizing state capitals, outside of Pierre, South Dakota. Is that the capital of South Dakota?
I think so.
I hope so. It was fourth grade, but those things should stick with you. Huh? North Dakota? South Dakota?
South Dakota.
Okay. Salem, Oregon. For some reason, you think Salem's Massachusetts. Tough one. Of course, they never bothered to replace the dome after the big fire of 35. That's just like a statue of the Century insurance adjuster on top there. And needs a dome. I'll be honest with you. I don't want to, you know, get picky about it, but without a dome, it looks a little like Lenin's tomb, you know. And the old Russian leaders used to review the military parades. And it could be Khrushchev up there in gold up there. You hate to think of legislators in our meeting in a mausoleum, you know. It looks kind of stern without a dome. And, although it would explain some things if they were. Explain the stalemate. In the Kalapuyan tongue, actually, Salem does mean rest in peace. So it's a little bit creepy, you know, you got the mausoleum thing. But Salem, a diverse community. It's quite amazing, actually. It's 0.47% Pacific Islanders, which you don't usually think of when you think of Salem. It's an economic colossus astride the state government and the state pen. So it's like... some overlapping there, of course, between those two institutions. And only a $3 bus ride to the Spirit Mountain Casino, so you can't really hardly beat it. In terms of being situated, you can't beat it. The Cherry City, because it's like new. That's why they call it that. I think so. There's no cherries. I have no idea what otherwise it would mean. And now in all this Salem and Oregon news that isn't, in an energy-saving move, Salem buses to be replaced with chariots. $3 to Spirit Mountain with a guy who looks like Ben-Hur. That's loved him, hated her. Remember that, don't you? Oregon State Hospital to go condo. A lot of development in Salem, including the Felony Flats Landing. Minimum security apartments. Those will be nice when they're done with them. The recent fire in the Oregon Capitol was caused by the governor playing with a novelty lighter. They get a kick out of those. I don't know why they're doing that. A Salem man says wife thinks she's a chicken, would do something about it, but needs the eggs. Still nothing happening on the Kaiser construction webcam. That's what I've been watching for the past month or so. And I don't even know what it is they're building there. It's just there's absolutely nothing going on. It looks like it might be a branch bank or a Sonic drive-in maybe, but it's in the early stages. So. To deal with the deficit, Oregon is going to have pump your own Pinot. And then, you know, they're looking at a sales tax, but a sales tax on everything you're not buying. Governor Kulongoski, is that right? Good. That's why she didn't take his name. Well, that's a little hard to say that. Governor Kulongoski, forced to let himself go. He will still get the food stamps, and they'll let him live in the library, so it's going to be okay. Oregon students say the 5 days off from school are a start, as far as this budget thing. They're willing to make up the entire deficit themselves, if need be. So that is, once again, the Oregon way. The law restricting cell phone use on the road is aimed at drivers who consider driving just another app on their iPhone. Some sentiment for the state liquor board to branch out into something leafy. What the heck? It grows here. They're just worried they will attract invasive Californians, you know. With medical conditions, right. You know, they all have medical conditions. Don't we all, though, really? My glaucoma is acting up all the time. Oregon is considering a $3 billion lottery jackpot, so it could cover the deficit, I guess. But not if they have to pay it out. They're not thinking. And they may raise the nickel deposit on water bottles to $1,000. And let you pay to smoke in a tavern. See, that'd be a money raiser. $5 you can smoke. What's wrong with that? In other news, East Oregon emerged with West Idaho to found Republic of Orida. Orida, yeah. Oregon law says you can either marry or be domestic partners, but not both. That's just a truism, I guess, more than anything else. They have approved some sex marriages, however. Now, the cockfighting ring in Marion County was thought to be disgruntled urban chickens. Then, the concealed weapons carriers asked, "Is that a permit in your pocket, or are you happy to see me?" Now the law just has to be extended to allow concealing anybody you happen to shoot. That'd be the next thing to do. Fish and Wildlife are deputizing citizens to round up invasive species from Eureka, Redding, and Weed. Fort Dick also I would throw in there. And Willamette Valley named Region of France. But now say Willamette. Willamette. Vive la France. Okay. I'm not saying you have to like all of these. Feel free to hiss and boo whenever you feel them. Or how about a duh? Salem trying to make up this budget thing. Salem is going to go to State Fair all year long. But that might take some of the excitement out of it, you know, all of those pig races and everything. Yeah. If you just see that every day. Racing for Oreos. Pretty much what life is like, though, isn't it? It's a metaphor for life. Revisionist historians say ducks won the Civil War. When Beaver comes marching home again, hurrah, mm-hmm. Hurrah. Mm-hmm. Oregon legislature to require pit bulls to carry dental insurance. Please, if you can do that over my jokes, I don't. When you're talking, do I interrupt? Louder? Oregon legislature to require pit bulls to carry dental insurance. Okay. Portland feels even worse after being named unhappiest city in U.S. You know, you don't tell the unhappiest city in the U.S. that's what they are. They feel bad. No, they're sensitive in Portland. That's what it all is, really. Huh?
Overly sensitive.
Well, you can say that, can't you? Oregon legislature considering a Life with Dignity Act. How about that for a change, huh? And this past year, 60 people chose death with dignity, and only 3 chose red noses and clown makeup. You probably know the 3, I bet. Marion County to stick to the don't ask, don't tell restaurant calorie count policy. Oregonians to be allowed to Twitter their vote. Mailing wasn't enough. They got a Twitter now.
Twitter.
They got a Twitter to vote in. The Made in Oregon sign to be put in quotes. And finally, the city of Salem sewage overflow has gone into where else? The Little Pudding River. Residents are advised to boil their pudding. Thank you so much. That's all the Salem and Oregon news. That isn't.